The rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a man. He was a resident of our real world, but he longed to create a magic kingdom where a grown-up could return to childhood and a child might remain so forever. A magic kingdom with a shining fairy castle by a deep blue lake and journeys down mystical waterways in exotic boats pulled by storybook swans and mysterious caves guarded by obedient boulders leading to haunting grottos and subterranean waterfalls. A magic kingdom which this man of vision one day made real. Of course, there was no magic involved exactly. The shining fairy castle was made of stone. The deep blue lake water was stained blue. The mystical journeys were only rides in contrived craft pulled by mechanical swans along shorelines populated by mechanical animals. The sentinel boulder at the mouth of the mysterious cave was mechanical too. The stalactites were cast iron, covered with concrete and painted. The waves on the grotto's surface were mechanically induced, and the water changed color through carefully controlled, deceptively placed colored lights. No magic, just machines. And yet the brilliant creator of this fabulous fantasy land would be remembered forever for his achievement. In Europe, that is. In America, he remains all but completely unknown and unappreciated. For he was a Walt Disney before there was a Walt Disney. A remarkably inventive and slightly out-of-kilter king named Ludwig II of Bavaria. You may have heard mention at one time or another of the Mad King Ludwig. Well, this is the rest of the story. King Ludwig had a partner in his land of make-believe, a co-inventor whose imagination contributed immeasurably to the king's magic kingdom. The partner was not royalty. He, the king's friend, was a poor man, in fact. But Ludwig believed in him and paid off his debts and gave him an annual salary and a house near the royal castle. The two men met daily to discuss new projects, and so productive was their relationship that looking back, it's difficult to say whose interests were greater served. Now, all of your life, you've known the theatrical cliche of the Wagnerian extravaganza, the massive, larger-than-life 19th century opera crammed with heroes and quests and love and death. Well, now, when you think of that, you will always picture a long-ago Bavarian fantasy land and its creator, King Ludwig, and his friend, a struggling composer named Richard Wagner. The Richard Wagner. But I hope you will recall one more thing more. That although the Mad King's magical visions have always been ascribed to insanity. Maybe. But there was a condition of his own youth that surely inspired his adult life, or his lack of an adult life. This resident of the real world who so longed to create a magic kingdom where a grown-up could return to childhood and where a child might remain a child forever. This individual was created out of a circumstance, and a circumstance that created a hunger for such a pre-Disney Disneyland as he was one day to create for himself. For you see, Ludwig II, throughout his childhood, was forbidden ever to play with toys. And now you know the rest of the story.